Great to be with you, gentlemen. This morning, we go back to the days when the internet was known as the information superhighway. As it turned out that a prediction made in one of the first articles published on CNN.com almost a quarter of a century ago in September 1995 was amazingly prescient. The story is about a debate at a conference of the International Institute of Communications in Osaka, Japan, where experts feared the multimedia revolution was setting the stage for the eventual breakdown of society. Delbert Smith, an American lawyer, said that the telecommunications revolution is about control and power, and we will all end up consumers with no privacy in a technological world with no protections. Debaters said while the internet improves access to information, it could also destroy jobs, isolate women, and possibly lead to anarchy. A professor of communications and public policy at San Diego State University, John Egger, warned against the divisive power of telecommunications, saying religious, linguistic, and tribal conflicts throughout the world have been started and fueled by the spread of telecommunications, which can easily promote sensationalism and propaganda. Professor Egger cautioned so many years ago, this is the hell that we must do something about if we are to succeed and survive in the new global information economy and society. You have to ask, is the mass murder in New Zealand just another example of how those predictions from 1995 are now coming true?
Yeah, well, that's on the front page. That's what we're asking in our local paper as well.
Yeah, so where do we go from here? That's a question a lot of people are asking. The professor is still active in a commentary that he wrote less than a month ago. He called for international regulation of social media. He says there is now almost zero regulation, and most people are relatively unaware that the personal data they share with friends is thought of as surveillance capitalism. We need policies, programs, and global institutions to develop meaningful responses to our fractured world wrought by social media. Of course, that is a lot easier said than it is done.
Yeah, it sure is, Kirk.